Oh, hello there. It's Thursday. It's getting organized Thursday. Where is it here? Thursday, November 20th. Let me just get my laptop over here in front of me instead of over there. This is a professional podcast. It's minus 10 degrees. Feels like minus 16. So that's with the wind chill. That's what it means when it's that much colder. It's like 6 degrees colder than it actually than the thermostat actually says it is, which is how magic works. Winter works up here in Canada, and it's not even actually officially winter yet. That's the beauty of what's going on. I think it's been a week since the hashtag SoloDad event took off, and I think we've reached peak. Peak loneliness or dishevelment, one of the two. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. You can sign up for the Good Stuff newsletter at goodstuff.fm/newsletter, which you can see Campaign Monitor's awesome templating system in use, and visit canvas.cm or campaignmonitor.com to sign up for your own account and send some beautiful emails today. Thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting Good Stuff and Dailyish. So yes, peak loneliness, dishevelment. Getting the kids out the door this morning, it's just a usual kind of chaos and running and then waiting and running and waiting and trying to like time everything just right so that you get the breakfast done, you get the cleanup done, you get the diaper changed, get the clothes on, backpacks ready for school and preschool and things, and make sure you remember the soother for the nap and blankets and puppies and all sorts of things that need to be shuttled back and forth from our house to the grandparents' house. And but then you don't want to be like done too early because then everybody just kind of starts settling into play mode, which is bad. Because getting kids out of play mode once they've started, even if it's just a drive 5 minutes to grandma and grandpa's house where they will then get to play again for 2 or 3 hours with a whole bunch of different toys, is still not easy. So you can't let them settle too much into play mode, but you also don't want to try and be late out getting out the door with three kids who are in various stages of readiness, because 7-year-old, he can do it all himself as long as he's mentally willing. 4-year-old is somewhere in between. He should be able to do it all himself, but he's not always mentally willing or convinced that he can. And of course, 2-year-old is unable to do most of it herself, but is happy to tell you that she should. So, anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. So with peak dishevelment / loneliness, I got, my plan was drop the kids off they're actually going to 3 different places this morning and then getting picked up by grandparents from 2 of those. And, after that, I earned a free Starbucks coffee. So I thought I'll go get a Venti Caramel Macchiato coffee for a treat this morning, save that all week until Thursday, and then come home and get to work, obviously. It's a little later in the day. It's just before lunch here now as I record this. But anyways, I just went to the washroom before I was going to record this and washed my hands, as you do, and noticed that there's some flicker of earwax in my ears. That's kind of obvious, like fairly obvious. And like anybody looking at me would see it. It's not just like I was, you know, inspecting nose hairs or something and happened to notice something hanging out of my ear. And so now I'm beginning to wonder how long that was there. Like I didn't have to get out of the van to drop the 7-year-old off at school, so nobody saw me there. But going into dropping off the 4-year-old at preschool and definitely Starbucks coffee shop, there may have been an earwax incident of some sort. So, just things that my wife would probably have noticed if it was going on. I'm thinking it probably happened later in the morning. Like, you know, you're working hard, typing away on the laptop and shaking your head around while you're thinking about stuff and out pops earwax. So that's what I'll go with. Definitely wasn't why I got the weird looks from the barista or something at the Starbucks. So it's been a week now since Sue's been gone, and I think, yeah, Wednesday, a week is probably like the peak loneliness aspect is probably when that hits. And not in like, oh, woe is me kind of loneliness, but just realizing that I have adult conversations with people and stuff, obviously, throughout the day, but certainly not in the same level that you'd have with your spouse, partner. And so sort of mopey feelings or whatever that you kind of have, like when you're with the kids, you can't really, those feelings get pushed aside because you just got to keep going. You got to feed them. You got to get them changed. You got to get them ready for bed, whatever the situation is, and just kind of keep moving forward. And then in the evenings, often it's kind of like, okay, now I finally have time to do some stuff, quickly get some things done, get some more work done maybe, or watch a show or whatever you end up doing, read a book, that kind of stuff. But yeah, then not having the like post whatever discussion, we'd often do it as we're getting ready for bed or whatever, talking about just, you know, stuff that happened the day, the last few days or what's coming up. And it's just like, it's all only in my head. And so that part of it wears on you obviously over time. And obviously plenty of single parents do it all the time on their own, and I commend them for that. But when you're used to having someone who's going to, you know, debrief that stuff with you, I am an introvert by nature, and so I don't get too worried about that kind of stuff. But over an extended period of time, especially when you're used to something a little different, I think it turns out, trademark, six, seven days is probably where it starts to hit. So, but that's good. We got the Good Stuff meetup happening tomorrow night, Friday night. So if you're in the Saskatoon, greater Saskatoon area, nobody here says that, you can check out, there'll be a link in the show notes to sign up just to let us know about numbers, but state and Maine, 8:00, Friday night, November 21st, 2014. You can come out. There'll be some stickers, the Good Stuff stickers that I've got ordered in, and Carrie Halstead of the famous, I guess We're Grownups Now podcast on the internet will be there, and no other Good Stuff personalities that I'm aware of are making a surprise appearance, but hopefully that's enough to entice you to come out and have some awkward conversation about podcasts and internet and meet some people who maybe listen to podcasts like you do, and commiserate with them about the sorry state of podcasting, or the amazing state of podcasting. I don't know. Podcasting is on a revival now, apparently, so it's amazing. Let's all run with that. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris. Oh, my question. I have a question for you, fair listener, if you happen to listen to this today. My dilemma for this day, since this is normally something I would ask my wife, but she's not here. She's sleeping right now in Australia, and I don't want to wake her up, obviously. It's not that important. But my dilemma is, my mom dropped off a batch of Jam Jam cookies yesterday. That's not the dilemma. That's a good thing. I left most of them, sent them with the kids over to grandparents' house so they could eat them there, but I kept one for myself. Now, the dilemma is, and it depends on when you answer this because it may have already been solved, do I eat that one cookie, Jam Jam cookie, with the morning coffee that I have sipping here, or do I wait and have it for afternoon snack? Now, you don't know what I've eaten today. All that being relative, you don't, just base it on what you would do in my situation, and please send me a tweet at iChris. Just say, eat it or don't eat it. That's all you need to say. Save it, whatever, you know. If you're a live in the now kind of person, or if you're a save it for later and maybe just take little nibbles of it throughout the day kind of person, let me know. You can follow Good Stuff on Twitter at goodstuff_FM. And this has been Dailyish, which you can find goodstuff.fm/Dailyish/58. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.